you want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion? Or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference. No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies. Or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you. All right, short strategies with Shams, 5 minutes or less, man. Look, I want to discuss something that I noticed about most people who are operating at a very, very high level. So there are some social media influencers out there that I really, really look up to. There's like, you got like Ronnie Brown. Let me write some of these people out. Ronnie Brown, she's dope. She's made millions. My man M500, he's made millions. My man Alex, good energy. If you don't know Alex, killing the game. My man Wall Street Trapper. Here's the thing, right? I started thinking about all these people like, yo, how are they winning so big? And I realized it's because they've attached themselves to something that people can recognize solely. So for instance, my man, Alex Good Energy, shouts out to Alex. When you think of trucking, especially in the African-American community or in these social media streets, there's a lot of people that when they think of trucking, they think about this one person because one, before him, there wasn't a whole lot of black people in trucking. Let me just keep that 100 with you. But his brand is like synonymous with trucking. So my man, M500, credit. You think of, now he makes money in a bunch of different ways, but when you think of credit, especially like amongst the African-American influencer kind of community, you're gonna think of him and many other communities, but you think of him, credit, because he built an army of tens of thousands of people who are like improving people's credit and making money. So my man, Wall Street Trapper, he got Wall Street in his name. He's attached his brand to stocks. Not that he doesn't make money in other things, but he attached it to stocks. Last year, no, maybe like a year and a half ago, I said, yo, you know what? I'm going to be known as a content creator / podcaster. Address me as podcaster. Because I realized that most of the people that are great associate themselves to something specific. I'm sure Denzel Washington does a bunch of things to make money. I'm sure he invests in a bunch of things. But when you think of Denzel Washington, you think of acting. When you think of some of the great actors, his name pops up. Or some of the great movie directors. You think about movie director, you think of a few people. Spike Lee. Who we got on the wall? Howard Stern. Ellen. That's Ellen right there. Ellen. Oprah. Arsenio Hall. Like, you think about these particular industries, you have to mention their name. My question for you, my friend, my young entrepreneurial friend, or old, I don't know what you are. When people think of something, what will they attach you to as being one of the leaders in that particular industry? What's crazy is you will buy a course from somebody. Let's just say you buy a course from somebody that's teaching you how to do podcasting, right? And you buy the course saying, I want to have what the person has. But not only do you buy the course in podcasting, but you buy a course in real estate because you're going to make some money in podcasting and real estate. And you're going to make some money in trucking. You're going to make some money in like in public speaking. Shouts out to Jeremy Anderson. And you want the thing that all these people have, but you're not doing what any of these people did, which was lock themselves into one particular industry, lock themselves into one particular thing that they are associating themselves with. So I got some homework for you. One, I want you to identify what you want to be attached to. What are you, when people think of you, they should automatically think of something else. What is that something else? When someone in your city thinks about this something else, why don't they think of you? It's because you're doing too much. I want you to attach yourself to a particular industry, to something. Attach yourself to that, okay? So I want you to identify what that first, that thing is. Number two, I want you to change your social media bio, okay? Just change the bio on your social media to family man, lover of all things, spiritual healing, all that kind of stuff. And then real estate investor. You got mass. Somebody came to me today. It was like, yo, you should have this person on the podcast. And in their bio, they got mad stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I can't have them on the podcast. They do too much, which means they're not amazing at anything. So change all that stuff in your bio to one thing and have it all. Like if you talk about real estate investor, real estate something, real estate connoisseur, whatever, and attach yourself to real estate. Number three, create content only for that thing. On social media, I don't want you creating content for nothing else. No mindset, no motivation, unless that's your thing. All your content is for that. And, you know, that's all I got. My 5 minutes. I got one more, but my 5 minutes is up.